76. Welcome to another version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, each and every show, as you all know by now, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Always a pleasure to chat with Victoria Jones. Hey, Victoria.
Hey.
And you know what? Speaking of chatting, I guess tongues were wagging after this last Republican debate. There's been so many of them, but the significance partially, I think, is because they were in Nevada, which could end up being a swing state, and they took swings at each other. Is that what some of the people were saying in Washington today?
Yeah, they really were, and they're talking about how Rick Perry got himself back into the game, but that the way he got himself back into the game may not have been so great, because really, did he come across as a bully? And do you want a bully in your living room? And I actually asked this question myself. Do I want a bully in my living room at night? You know, I divorced my husband. And I know it's a funny line, but I think independent female voters, moderate GOP voters, women, I don't think they want bullying men in their living room.
Wow, interesting perspective. Yeah. And of course, that's a core piece of the people that will vote, that could go out and vote. Yeah, interesting. And, you know, speaking about Rick Perry, what about the whole idea of taxes, and what does he favor?
Well, he's going to come out in 6 days. He hasn't come out for it yet. This is just fascinating. He announced today in Las Vegas that he will announce in 6 days the economic plan. It will include, among other things, a flat tax. So he's going to advocate a broad overhaul of the tax code. There will be a flat tax. There's not going to be deductions. It's going to be so flat, he's saying, I want to make the tax code so simple that even Timothy Geithner can file his taxes on time. This is his new thing. So I think we're going to hear that many more times. He's also going to have entitlement reform in there, and obviously cuts. I'm sure we're going to hear about a lot of cuts. But he's not going to be talking about it for another 6 days. So we're just going to have teasers for 6 days. Oh, he's also going to reverse Department of Interior rules, open up Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, as we know, and increase fossil fuel production. And we know, of course, it's going to create, he said, well over a million jobs.
Wow. All right, so we'll wait with bated breath to see how that all turns out. You told me about something before we got on the air that I think is very significant, because we talk about Afghanistan and Pakistan and our relationships and how invested we are in Afghanistan now, 10-plus years. The Secretary of State is going there, is in both countries, actually. And what is the purpose of this mission? Is there a specific goal?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan today, and she's meeting Hamid Karzai, the president, tomorrow, and other key leaders. She's going to talk about possible peace talks and also the handover of security to Afghan forces. Basically, peace talks between the Afghans and the Taliban, and any kind of reconciliation ground to a halt, really, after several high-profile attacks in the Afghan capital, including an assault on the U.S. embassy in September. And then, of course, there was the assassination of Karzai's top peace envoy, former President Burhanuddin Rabbani. And that was the end of it for Karzai. And so she wants to see if she can get things going again, because Karzai really doesn't feel that there's anywhere to go. And she feels, and the U.S. feels, that it's absolutely vital that we get things going again. Also, she's going to talk about strategic U.S. relations with Afghanistan and ties between Afghanistan and Pakistan. There are also conferences on the future of Afghanistan going to be held in Istanbul in November and Bonn in December, and she wants to preview plans for them, because all the ducks have to be in rows by the time those conferences take place, and there isn't very much time.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Tomorrow she heads to Pakistan, and that's really important, because she's going to be there with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs and the new director of the CIA, David Petraeus.
Yeah, that was my question. I'll be curious to see what comes out of that meeting, and what's released and what we can find out about it. Because, as you know, Pakistan is a safe haven for a lot of these terrorists who come into the areas of Pak or Afghanistan and then go back over the border and evaporate. So there are a lot of problems with what's happening in that border area, and I'm sure that's going to be one of the conversations they have.
And that is the purpose, really, that they are going to be addressing the Haqqani network. They're going to be ramping up pressure on Afghanistan to do more to try to stop this infiltration across the border into Afghanistan.
Yeah, makes sense. Let's move to Senator Claire McCaskill. Speaking of war, she's on the war path for waste in the war zone. Explain that.
Well, there was a recent report that said that as much as $60 billion spent on private contractors in Iraq and Afghanistan has just been lost. And she's chairwoman of the Senate Armed Services Readiness and Management Support Subcommittee. So she announced today that she's going to help to craft legislation to just prevent this, the kind of contracting practices that allowed all these billions of dollars to be wasted. So she's teaming up with Senator Jim Webb, Democrat of Virginia, and some others, that she's going to develop really comprehensive legislation to improve wartime contracting. She's been working with Webb on this since for a long time. They've been pushing this 2008 legislation that created the Commission on Wartime Contracting. There is similar legislation in the House. Representative John Tierney, Democrat of Massachusetts, has introduced some, and so that they're trying to move something through there. But it's going to be difficult because you're dealing with the Pentagon and they do things a certain way.
Yeah, no kidding. They definitely do things a certain way. Very enlightening. Thanks, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News. The table for you at the tail end of the hour. A little bit of a re-rack on that Vegas debate. You know, 5.5 million viewers tuned in to that. That's pretty big. CNN had the debate, so that's sort of a jackpot winner for them, if you will. 1.6 million, I checked the ratings today, in the money demographic, 25 to 54 years old. This signals to me that people are paying attention and they wanted to see what was going to happen because the gloves really came off. And there's been a lot of talk, as you heard us say there, over what happened in this debate. Nevada is probably going to be a swing state. I don't know if that had so much to do with it, but I think the interest was peaked, let's say. So folks weren't debate weary, as I thought some might be. And we'll do a little re-rack of that at the tail end of the show. Also, coming up at the bottom of the hour, my pal, depending on what accent you use, pharmacist Ben Fuchs will join us. And it's been fun talking to him because he's a minerals expert. In other words, you know, I've told my story before, knock on wood, luckily I'm healthy, but I never took any vitamins. I took Flintstone vitamins when I was a kid. That was it. That's the last I can remember. You know, people were pumping up the Centrum vitamins or whatever stuff they grabbed at CVS, and they take different vitamins. I never took any vitamins. So I now have gotten on a good program where I'm feeling pretty healthy and getting fit. And a lot of this has to do with some of the conversations that we've had here on the air with pharmacist Ben. He always has such great suggestions. So we'll dip into that. Well, that's at the bottom. But coming up next, we're going to play the hits. In your backyard, what's the buzz across this great nation? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
In your backyard. Allah Akbar, on a flight causes fright. Are you taking antidepressants, America? You're not alone. Exotic animals have to be killed after some nut frees his beast and then kills himself. What an awful predicament for one spot in Ohio. First story, though, we're going to get to is the one that scared me. You know what? All of us, when we fly, we know now, we know that there's always possibilities. It's still safer to fly than it is to walk across a very busy street because, you know, you could get nailed by a car. But you don't know if you're going to get nailed by some nutball in the plane. And as my brother is fond of saying, and I would agree with him, although I take the optimist point of view, it's the one place in your life where you're held captive to whoever randomly is sitting next to you. It's the truth, isn't it? See, but he's more the pessimist in the family, so he's expecting he's going to have somebody that chews his ear off or some annoying thing happens or whatever. I'm not thinking that way. But I would hate to be on a plane headed above a little place in Texas, Amarillo, in fact, on a Southwest flight where everybody loves everybody, and have some guy in black scream out at the top of his lungs, "You're all going to hell, Allah Akbar." That's what he yelled. Turns out that this man named Ali Rezi Shasavari, 29 years old, from a town in Florida, jumped on board after pilots, of course, were doing the normal thing. You know, so he got on board the flight like any other passenger would, and it was a flight from Los Angeles to Kansas City. So it was people that were out in Bikini Land that were flying back to the Midwest or going to the Midwest on business or whatever. There were 136 of them, including this fine character, and that's what happened. He screamed out at the top of his lungs. So what they did was he started arguing with another passenger. The flight crew separated this guy and the passenger he was arguing with. He went into the bathroom, started yelling obscenities from the rear of the plane, was just completely unhinged. And finally, one of the female flight attendants got him to quiet down. There was tension. I mean, you could probably cut it with a knife, I'm sure, inside that plane. And what they eventually did was land the plane in Amarillo. So an unscheduled stop, an emergency call, boom, they took it down, and they took him off the plane. The police came in, they arrested him, that was it. Turns out that Shashavari was a U.S. citizen, or is a U.S. citizen, who, they say, had an episode of mental illness and lost control of himself. They got the luggage off the plane, all that kind of stuff. Man, that's scary, though. I'm sorry. You get on that plane and somebody starts doing that. Oh, where is your mind going? You're just sitting there in the front of the plane, let's say. You have your iPod hooked in and you're rocking out to who knows what. And that starts to happen, the commotion. And then it starts to spread. And luckily, they got that plane down fast. I mean, that's the name of the game, because whatever he turned out to be, he certainly scared the people that were on that flight. In the meantime, while that was going on, crazy, crazy story about this exotic animal owner who freed 18 tigers and 6 black bears and mountain lions and grizzly bears and a baboon and a wolf. I mean, you name it. It was like Noah's Ark of exotic animals. And he killed himself. So they had signs up on the roadways. You see the flashing signs and it's an amber alert or 3 lanes of traffic are down or whatever it is. The flashing sign that catches your eye when you're trying desperately to get home and you're stuck in that, awful traffic somewhere in some suburb or some city in this country. So can you imagine seeing that sign? Can you imagine that? And it was like a game hunt, and it turned into, really, honestly, a bloodbath. They had to kill 50 animals that were running wild in Ohio. Now, the guy had a reserve. That's what they were calling it. He set them free, and people started to see tigers and lions roaming the highways. And this guy was in jail recently on some kind of weapons charge. And sadly, he also had a record for animal cruelty, so who knows what was going on there. And what could they do? I mean, you can't have baboons and black bears and all that stuff. If I can just paint this picture for you, as I said, this is called The Buzz in Your Backyard. You're living in Ohio. You're going down the road and you're seeing these animals. You're scared to death. Of course, it's like a wild animal escape. And if you're anywhere that you live anywhere in this Muskegon County and you see this, you're panicked, of course. Imagine if you were running. So on this, when they finally got all these animals, or a lot of them anyway, you have these rare Bengal tigers and lions, and they're just all laid dead. They're dead, and there's blood everywhere. Just awful to see that. Luckily, there were some animals that were saved, very few, and they were taken to the Columbus Zoo. You had 3 leopards, a grizzly bear, and 2 monkeys they were able to capture. But I think they have 1 monkey that's on the loose now. But sadly, and I know this area that they're talking about, having gone to school in Athens, Ohio, you had just carcasses, dead carcasses of some of these rare animals that just are on the side of the road. I mean, it's, wow, just awful. And you have to defend that sheriff's department, don't you? Because what could they do? They had to kill those animals. Bengal tigers? There's only 1,400 of those cats in the world. The guy had 18 of them. That's, I mean, first of all, I can't even believe that. So this hunt went on outside of Zanesville. There's about 25,000 people that live in that town. Then it spread a little closer to Columbus. And the guy who had the animals had lots of run-ins, like I was saying, with the law, apparently, and complaints and everything else. He had gotten out of prison after having an unregistered gun, doing some little bit of time for that. And the neighbors didn't really know much about him. They say they just didn't know very much about him. They didn't particularly care for him. I wonder if they knew. It wasn't open to the public. He had this preserve, so what was the purpose for it? I don't know. It wasn't open to the public, but this guy had actually been on the Rachel Ray show in 2008 as an animal handler for a zoologist guest. Ooh, how creepy is that? I mean, so here he has these exotic animals right there. Neighbors don't know much about him, say he's a little strange, has his little run-ins, and now these, as a result, all these animals are dead. The guy's name was Terry Thompson, which he killed himself. So he killed himself, it looks like, and then they were all set freed. Wow. And knowing that area, and there's some farms kind of in that area, and so there's big stretches of land, but there's definitely lots of highway, and there's certainly some suburbs there, too, where they would have been, you know, hit by that. All right, the last thing, too, as buzz probably in your own neighborhood, how many people are on antidepressants? What does this say about our culture? There is a new study that was released, and in the study, it seems like every third person is taking something. The rate of antidepressant use in Americans of all ages increased, check out this number, 400% over the last two decades. 11% of Americans, and we're talking 12 and older, now take antidepressants. Oh, that just seems so tragic to me that there isn't something else to do other than, you know, constantly walk down this road of taking various forms of these pills. Of people with severe depression, about one-third or so, take antidepressant medication. More than 60% of Americans taking antidepressant drugs have taken it for 2 years or longer. 14 have taken the medication for 10, so they're on this stuff for a while. Speaking of drugs and getting off of prescription drugs and that kind of stuff and feeling better, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is in the house. That's next on ATN.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is the time of year when we all become Buddha bellies. I know I use that same phrase because I see it everywhere I go. Now I'm really starting to notice it. Guys, you know what? I've been right there with you because my poker playing days, sitting in front of the tube, watching a lot of sports. Of course, we got the World Series going on. There's nothing wrong with vegging and watching sports, but the problem is, what are you mindlessly putting into your mouths that eventually translate into, unfortunately, that belly that none of us want? And I know because I'm reducing mine. I'm down 19 pounds. And so much of that is attributed to our next guest and a product called Beyond Tangy Tangerine that we've been telling you about. And as I said before, I buy it. It's a song to get it, and it's really, really works. You've written me notes, and you say the email address again. So it's americatonightteam.com. If you go there, you can get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. But I just walk around with it. That's what I do. Seriously, all day long, I just have it in a water bottle, and I drink it, and it's amazing the difference that I've seen in really less than 2 months. So pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us now. He's in our green room. I don't know what he's doing. It's like he's building a fort or something. I can hear you clicking around in there. What are you doing in that green room?
Isn't it funny that the magic of virtual green room, you could actually do anything you want while you're waiting. You don't have to just sit in a room somewhere.
Yep.
You could be in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Virtual green room can be in your kitchen.
Yeah, no kidding.
Or anywhere else you want.
No kidding.
I was interested in what you said about the 19 pounds, and that's totally awesome, and I gotta tell you, not surprised. I predicted it. I told you. I get to say I told you so. Remember I said that?
Yeah.
For a little walk. I said, I get to say I told you so.
Yeah.
So anyway, I knew that would happen. But you know what else? I don't know if you ever have your blood pressure checked, but I guarantee you dropped your blood pressure dropped too. And also, your blood sugar markers as well. So you have added probably several weeks to a month into your life and decrease the likelihood of degenerative diseases and, God forbid, horrible things that can happen to us as we go, other horrible things that can happen to us as we grow older.
Yeah, and you know, and people don't realize this. I used to have this thing in my head where if people were thin, well, they're healthy. Look, they're not carrying around that belly I've been talking about. They're healthy. They got to be healthy. And I just had a friend who had a very good friend of his who was a huge workout, you know, fiend who ate crappy food though, Ben, and he was skinny, but he never took any supplements. And guess what? He wasn't even 50. Dropped dead.
That's very unfortunate, but you know what? If you're not taking care of your supplements, Kate, don't go to the gym because you're just accelerating your demise. And we see professional athletes all the time. You ever notice how professional athletes die young? A lot of athletes die young.
It's
because they knew about they were gifted with their physical bodies. They never took care of nutrition, although it's changing, I have to say. But in the old days, they would never take care of nutrition, and they die early. Because you put extra stress on your body when you're working out. This is a common mistake people make when they work out. They say, well, I'm working out. I don't need to do the supplements or take care of my diet. And wrong answer. It's accelerating the problems, the breakdown, if you're exercising and working out and running and not taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
So this supplementation, say, Kate, this is so powerful. And people tell me all the time that I sound passionate when I talk about this. It's not because I'm passionate. It's because I see it. Over and over and over again. I feel like I'm like Cassandra or something. You know, ever hear the story of Cassandra? She was like, Zoom can see things and nobody would listen. And so I have to say more and more people are listening, but for the longest time, nobody took this stuff seriously. And that's why longevity is so cool, by the way, is because they're bringing it to everybody. They're bringing it to everybody. It used to be you have to have some kind of specialized knowledge or be a pharmacist or an athlete or somehow you were a nut, a fanatic about it. Now with longevity, they made it so easy with just to be on Tangy Tangerine. You know, we're going to talk about drugs, you know, prescription drugs. If you're on prescription drugs, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is not even, it's not optional. You know, it's not optional for anybody. But it can reduce the side effects. It can the effectiveness of. It can help patch up leaks that prescription drugs can cause. Just sipping the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you're on a beta blocker or a calcium channel blocker, if you're on a diuretic, if you're on an anticonvulsant or an antidepressant, these nutrients not only can save you from side effects and toxicity, not only will they patch up leaks that the drugs can cause, but they'll make your drugs work better, and you won't need as much of the drug. You can wean yourself off, and if you do it correctly, you could probably get yourself completely off of prescription drugs. But you don't even have to feel like you need to get yourself off. Just if you're taking prescription drugs, you owe it to yourself to get on a nutritional supplement program, whatever that is, and the BPP case is just so ridiculously easy. Like you said, you just drink it, like you sip on it, right, all day.
Oh, yeah, and it's so easy. That's what you're exactly right. And I, luckily, didn't take any drugs. I didn't have any of that, but I know so many people that do for various reasons.
Yeah.
High blood pressure, blood
diabetes,
sugar, blood thinners,
blood thinners. The number one drug, Plavix, is a big-time drug, and it's a blood thinner. Folks, that is a nasty drug. I think I said this last week. Folks, I'm a pharmacist. I know how the sausage is made, so to speak, and it ain't pretty. The world of pharmacy and prescription drugs and pharmaceuticals is not a pretty place. You know, you don't want to be interacting in that world.
And the pharmaceuticals, the people that are, I mean, you have to have, I know you have hard opinions on that, because people are just getting these prescriptions and that's it. Give me the pill. Tell me what I need to take.
Give me the pill. I want to go to Wendy's. You know, that's basically what ends up happening is people can perpetuate the lifestyles and the behaviors and the choices that cause the problem in the first place. And of course, the drug doesn't do anything. The drug just hides the system. It forces your blood vessels shut or open so that your blood pressure. Or guess what? My favorite drug, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers. They're my favorites. You know why? Because the model is absurdio ad reductum. You ever hear that term, absurdio ad reductum?
Yeah.
It's like so for the listeners, a philosophical term that says you take things to the most extreme, ridiculous limit just to prove how stupid it is, right? So this is,
right.
That's why I love beta blockers and calcium channel blockers, because You know how a beta blocker works? The logic of a beta blocker is to drug for your high blood pressure, right?
And right.
Poison your heart so it doesn't pump as far.
Oh, that's crazy.
Is that the ultimate?
Yes, it's awful.
Right? They poison your heart, and they have other ones, too. It's not just calcium channel blockers, beta blockers, digoxin, linoxin, which is an ancient one that poisons the heart. They poison the heart to release, to make it work, but it doesn't work as hard. It's like there's a thing called cardiac ablation. You know what cardiac ablation is?
No, what is that?
That's where they kill the heart mechanically. They shave it to get the rhythm back in place. To ablate. It's called a cardiac ablation. That's a fancy way of saying we shave the heart. We kill part of the heart. Oh, my God. What are they thinking?
No kidding. No, I mean, you must want to shout this to the rooftops, like you said. And you say people hear your passion, but for the people who just tuned in, Ben's told his story before, but he went to Syracuse and actually got a degree in communications and realized, forget that route. They make no money. It's not very fun. And I'm going to be a pharmacist.
Exactly. Right.
And so you've seen this. How long have you been a pharmacist?
I graduated pharmacy school in 86, but from 83 to 86, I was an intern and I worked in pharmacy. So basically since 83, when you think about it, and that's a long time, girl, to do anything. No matter how dumb you are, if you do it long enough, you're going to know something, right? And
yeah.
I'm obviously not the smartest guy in the world, but I've been doing it for almost 30 years.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So you've seen it.
I've seen a lot of stuff, and you're right, I do want to scream it from the rooftop. Because it's my mother and it's my father that they're doing that to. And it's my friends and it's my loved ones that are getting that treatment. And they're buying that and they see the commercials. You know, the commercials where they tell you they make up diseases that never existed before.
Right.
They sell you drugs for a disease that never exists. I didn't know I had that. Oh, that's what I have. I have PCS or PQC or whatever.
Terrible.
You know what the latest one is? The Viagra thing was such an amazing profit center. Now they got one for women.
What's it called?
It's called Cash, C-A-S-H. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. I don't know what it's called, but that's what they're studying. They're studying female sexuality, and they say that if women don't have good sex, they have a pill for them. That's the latest. You know they have Prozac for dogs?
I know.
They still have doggy depression, and they have Prozac for dogs. Of course the dog is not going to have an emotion because Prozac knocks that part of the brain out. So it's just craziness. But you know what? I don't want to get off on the negative side. I like the positive side. I like the idea that we have this modality of healing, this modality that not only will help us with our blood pressure, our blood sugar, but it'll help us look better too. And I'm in the skin business. I know a lot about this idea of looking better. And let me tell you something, women, if you want to have nice, beautiful, youthful skin, it's not a wrinkle cream that's going to do it. It's good nutrition, and it can begin with this BTT, this Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And you'll lose weight, too, on top of that.
Yeah, which I've seen. So the great way to end this, as Ben said, I'm an optimist like he is, so we want to be on a high note. Just get the Tangy Tangerine, and you'll start to see and feel the way I'm feeling. I can't wait. 6 months from now, I can only imagine how I'll feel.
That's right.
It's amazing.
That's right.
I have more. I have more energy. I feel better. It's
awesome.
The truth. It's
awesome.
great awesome. Stuff. All right, Pharmacist Ben, we will see you again next week, or so to speak, we'll see you through the miracle of radio,
virtually.
And we'll talk more.
Virtually.
We'll talk more about satiety stuff, okay?
Sounds good, Kate. Have
a good
week.
Thanks. Thanks, you too.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Paparazzi, political paparazzi these days that are around. And if they're not following the president, the lone Democrat who's running for re-election, the incumbent, versus all the various Republicans who are part of these debates, it's interesting to see the contrast between the groups. The president on a bus in Virginia, North Carolina. He's not campaigning. Senator John McCain slamming the president, saying he's using the taxpayers' dollars to campaign. Why is he using the dollars to campaign? It's unfair. It's extreme. Of course, to be fair to the current president, anybody who occupies 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, usually when they're out, they do get accused of that. Bush was accused of that. Bush 1 was accused of that. Clinton was accused of that. But it was a 3-day bus tour to swing states, because they're going to be swing states for sure, and talks about jobs, and that was the focus of both days, jobs and how more will be created if this Jobs Act went through and that kind of stuff. That was mostly the focus of it. And here's what McCain says. Look, here's what I see. He said, Obama's not the first president to turn official engagements into campaign rallies, but he said the 3-day tour through the states was the most extreme that he saw. He says it's the most extreme thing that he's seen. And this is the quote that I plucked out of everything that I thought, wow, isn't it interesting that McCain is viewing it that way? He says it gives the president a very unfair advantage over other candidates who are seeking public office because they got to pay their bills. Why in the world should the taxpayers have to pay for somebody's bus? What do you think? Is it fair or foul for the president of the free world of our country to get on the bus saying that he's going to talk to the disenfranchised country, a couple of states, about jobs? Is it really more like a campaign rally? And is it fair for him to be on that bus doing that? Is he spending too much of the people's money? What do you think? I'd say that there are other fish to fry, honestly. But it's easy for a five-termer like McCain to slam Obama for being on the bus and for eating up time and looking like he's out there on the campaign trail. But here's the thing. This jobs bill, he is beating this into the ground, and I don't see how it's not passing as a whole. We know that. Were little pieces of it passed? Sure, there's some things that I think would pass. But the big tenets of it, the meat that the president wants to go through, I just don't see how they're going to pass. You have two very different philosophies in Washington. You have two very different philosophies around this country, more than that, probably, because aren't we smarter than some of the people who represent us? How do we turn businesses around? How do we create jobs? We got to spend. Consumer spending isn't there as much because if people are in a panic or they are underemployed, can't find jobs, well, they don't have money to spend anyway. And then the people who have a little bit of money that normally would have spent it, they're scared to death because they're just not rich enough and they fall right, you know, they're not poor, poor. They're right in the middle, which is the worst place to be right now in the United States of America. So they're not going to spend their money either. So what's going to encourage people to spend money to get the consumer confidence up? You have to have jobs. You have to have the unemployment number go down. That's the answer. The answer is you have to cut spending. You do. It's not empty noise or Republican rant or whatever you could label it as. It really is the truth. Now, I got into this conversation today, and you'll appreciate this. The government, of course, is what, the largest employer here in the United States. So if we have to cut spending, if we're going to cut spending, well, we would have to slice off a bunch of jobs. And there are layers upon layers in certain departments of the government that could be cut legitimately because there's a lot of job overlap. You know, in the private sector, especially if a company's doing barely, let's say they're doing okay and they have to show a profit, whatever, and somebody leaves, and you know what it is, you absorb the jobs. How many people are absorbing jobs and doing more than they've ever done before? In the private sector, that's happening all over the place. In the government, is that happening? Are people absorbing the jobs? I would say that's what you do. When somebody retires, when somebody's gone, they can't be replaced unless it is absolutely a necessity and they do a job that cannot be passed on to somebody else who doesn't have, frankly, enough to do. And when I'm saying this, I'm backing this up with the knowledge that I know six different people that work in government jobs, and every single one of them in different departments, including the IRS, every single one of them has told me that. I'm not looking up statistics. I'm actually talking to the people who were working in various government offices, different, and telling me what they see. And then this comes out, and we're going to get to the re-rec quickly on the debate because the numbers were so hot. But speaking of high numbers, federal employees' compensation averages, they say, more than $126,000. Yep, and the nation's greatest concentration of lawyers helped Washington, D.C. edge out San Jose as the wealthiest U.S. metropolitan area. That's according to all the data that was collected by our government. Yes, the Census Bureau figures that the typical household in the Washington metro area is earning at least $84,000 and change. You know, the national median income for 2010 was around $50,000. So you have these protesters, you have people that are can't find jobs, you have unemployment above 9%, people protesting, all this other stuff, and you have the gap of craziness of reality in Washington from the rest of the world. They're living in their own bubble because most people are making at least $84,000. And you know what they'd say to that? Oh, well, it costs more to live in D.C. Oh, no. Not the amount we're talking about. Sure, you could say it costs a little bit more. But you're talking about $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 difference. I'm not buying that. There's public transportation. There's suburbs where you can find cheaper housing. Yeah, give me a break. So the people who are being paraded out in these various debates, from Herman Cain to Mitt Romney to Rick Perry to Rick Santorum to John Huntsman, who wasn't, by the way, in Nevada, Michelle Bachmann, etc., they, Ron Paul, they all want to be president. And as I said, I just mentioned Ron Paul's name. I say this on all my shows. The one thing you got to give Ron Paul, of all of the people on the stage, is he doesn't change his tune. Whether people think he's crazy or they think he's right on point or whatever it is, the Texas congressman says what he thinks. He's not beholden to anyone. So he went into controversial territory when he talked about U.S. aid to foreign nations and especially to Israel.
I would cut all foreign aid. I would treat everybody equally and fairly. And I don't think aid to Israel actually helps them. I think it teaches them to be dependent. We're on a bankruptcy court, of course.
Yeah, you think he's right? We're on a bankruptcy course? Oh, I would say we're already there. I mean, it's very, very scary. Every time we say how many trillions the deficit is, and I believe that it's easier to act like an ostrich. You just bury your head in the sand. And if you think, well, I'm living in Missouri, I'm living in Illinois, I'm living in Texas, I'm living in Nevada, I'm living in Connecticut, you know, pick a state. I'm living in Lexington, Kentucky. Kate, we don't care about what happens. You do care about what happens because ultimately it's going to affect you. It's definitely going to affect you, at least financially. And who knows in what other areas of your life this will spread. It's like a toxic poison. And the more we continue to operate, frankly, in the red, the more we continue to swallow that poison. Not a good equation. Hey, if you have any thoughts on some of the things that we talked about or some fresh ideas, swing them my way, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and as my friend, the fictional Tony Soprano would say, bada bing, you're in.